First name Carrie, last name Blanton, date of birth 11/02/95, date of encounter 09/29/25, history of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic complaining of right knee pain and swelling. We have to say that she just woke up at night. It was like that. She's a well-known patient of the clinic with tardive dyskinesia, multiple bruises, contusions on her body from hitting the walls and the beds. Her sister's here for historium. States that she has been sitting on her knees in the chair. Also, no fevers, body aches, or chills noted. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Testing in office, UA showed no signs of urinary tract infection, and she's a poor historian, wanted to verify that. Next paragraph, medical history, tardive dyskinesia, depression, anxiety. Next, surgical history, right hip replacement. Next is allergies, possibly to ibuprofen, unsure. Next paragraph, medical history, no ETOH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, it's the event. Patients awake, alert, and oriented, times three, no acute distress noted. Multiple spasmodic muscle movements of the trunk and arms noted. ENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple, don't lift nodopathy. Respiratory system is breast sounds clear. Abdomen soft and untender. Cardiovascular system regular rate and rhythm and skin without rash or lesions. Focused right knee exam shows negative tenderness to palpation, negative crepitus, a decreased range of motion, positive effusion, or fluid on the knee. Next paragraph, diagnosis, right knee, pain, and contusion, plan, unable to drain the fluid as patient has tardive dyskinesia, will treat conservatively with Celebrex and Keflex to prevent infection, patient's discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed, discharged in stable condition.